You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Today is a good day. I want everyone to just take a deep breath and just let it out, release. I just want to say congratulations to everyone. We made it. We made it through 2020. I just want to give us a round of applause. I'm patting myself on the back. Give yourself a pat on the back. We made it. 2020 in my life has never been more just different. 2020 was a year of all of the unthinkables. Who would have thought that we could shut down our daily kind of functioning lives and how we knew things to be? Who could have thought that our children would be learning from home? Who would have thought that so many people would have lost their jobs and their homes and just families torn apart? So many people lost their lives from a virus. Really, 2020 was the year of just unprecedented experiences and unthinkable experiences. And so I feel it a blessing and an accomplishment that we are here, that we are alive, that we are at the beginning of a new era, that we are at the beginning of a new age, a new decade. And so I'm excited, and I just wanted to take the first show of this year and reflect on what I've learned in 2020, because so much of my life has been dedicated to helping others get through this tumultuous year, helping me support my family, my children, my husband, and all of us kind of getting through this difficult year of 2020. And so I just wanted to take a little time for myself and use the show really as a reflection of some things that I've learned in 2020 that I want to take with me in 2021. And so the first thing I want to say is that I realize that I have been doing this show for over a year and 3 months now. I started my first show, Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica, on Law of Attraction Radio Network, September 17th, 2019. And so it has been an entire year, and I don't think I really stopped to reflect on that and to celebrate that. And so I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my life experiences, to share what I learned in my experience as a psychologist over 23 years, to share the guests that I brought on to my show. I just really, the intention was just to share wisdom, to share knowledge, and so that we all can experience a better life and just live more true in our power, in our divinity, if you will. We are unlimited beings. We are powerful. And the more I talk to people, the more I learn, the more I teach, the more I realize just how amazing each one of us is. And so I just wanted to congratulate myself and again, pat myself on the back for doing this show weekly for the last year and 3 months. And I'm excited at what this new year of 2020 will bring. And so thank you for those of you who have been listening to me, for those of you who have felt inspired and changed by the messages that I send. Thank you, because without you, I can't do this show. And so I just want to say thank you. I encourage you to email me at gm.psych@gmail.com. I encourage you to check out my website, healthyminds.expert. Everyone knows, if you haven't already, I love CBD. I am a daily user of CBD. I recommend it to all my patients, my family, my friends. I know the difference that CBD makes in our lives. And so I want to continue to send that message, because a lot of people still don't know that we have an endocannabinoid system. Every human walking has an endocannabinoid system that we were born with that makes CBD, which is one of the 85 plus cannabinoids in our bodies. It is made naturally in our bodies. And so taking CBD, which comes naturally from the plant, the cannabis plant, and because the CBD has less than 0.3% THC, it is the medicinal part of the hemp plant that does not get you high. The CBD really is the medicinal part that helps regulate. When we take in CBD into our bodies, it helps our endocannabinoid system regulate the homeostasis in our bodies. It helps create the balance that our bodies need to stay healthy. And so the power of the benefits of CBD is in helping to regulate our mood, helping to regulate our mood so that we experience less anxiety, we experience less depression, we experience increased energy, increased focus, increased vitality. We experience less pain, less headaches, less inflammation. And so there are so many mental and physical benefits from CBD. And so I encourage you to try CBD. Open your mind up to trying a natural-based oil that comes from the cannabis plant, and particularly the hemp plant, that has more percentage of CBD and, again, less percentage of THC. So it does not get you high. It is legal in all 50 states without a prescription. And the benefits of the premium CBD that's sold at Hemp Happier is that it is regulated. All of the toxins are removed. All of the pesticides are removed. It is third-party tested. We have certificate of analysis, so we know the premium quality of our product. Our product is USDA organic certified. And so I cannot say enough about the benefits that I have experienced with CBD, the benefits that my patients have experienced with CBD, the benefits that my family and my friends have experienced, my family has experienced with CBD. And so I am a living advocate of CBD because I know how powerful it is. And I want you to feel and know the difference too. And so I encourage you to go to my website, hemphappier.com. There's information that you can learn about the benefits of CBD and all the products that we provide. So I want to share with you today really five kind of main points that I've learned from 2020 and just a little reflection on my year and going into the new year 2021. The first thing that I realized is that we just have to do it. We have to do it because when we think about it, when we get into our heads about something that we want to do, we end up talking ourselves out of it. We end up rationalizing why we shouldn't do it, or why we aren't ready to do it, or why we need something else to do it. And so what happens is we don't do it. We talk ourselves out of it. And that's one thing that I'm glad I didn't do with this show. When I had the opportunity to do this show, I just went for it. I just did it. I didn't know what it was going to be like. I didn't know how I was going to put it together. But I knew that as a psychologist of 23 years and working with people who want to change, who are ready to change, I knew that I could offer something to my listeners. And so I'm so glad I just did it. I didn't think about it. I didn't talk myself out of it. I just did it. And so that's one thing I want to take into 2021. Just do it. And my mentor is Constance Arnold. And she is a guest. She's coming on my show next week. And I'm just so happy and thankful because she has pushed me to just do it. And I thank her for that. And so I'm looking forward to our talk and her sharing on the show next week. But that's one thing that I'm glad I did. I just did it. The second thing that I reflect on is we are greater than what we believe. And this is a message that I realized after 23 years, we all believe and think that we are unworthy. We have this idea that we're not good enough, that we look for external sources of acceptance and approval, external affirmations or external rewards for our greatness and our goodness. And what ends up happening is that we limit ourselves. We run these stories in our mind that, of course, we have since the beginning of our birth that tells us that we are something other than who we really are. And so we begin to believe that we aren't good enough. We begin to believe that we aren't smart enough or pretty enough or rich enough or thin enough or creative enough or wanted enough or desired enough or beautiful enough or whatever enough. And that is simply not true. And that's one thing that I really want us all to stop. Stop creating this idea that you are not enough, that I am not enough. That is simply false. We are enough. We were born enough. We were born perfect. We were born whole. And so everything that we need is within us. If only we would turn inward in quietness. And that's one thing that I think was good from 2020. We were forced to stop, forced to take a pause from that constant to-do list, the constant going, the constant events and activities in our lives. And when you stop and you just take a deep breath, and you just sit with who you are, with who I am, with who we are, you realize just how amazing how much love and beautiful energy we just being can create, can emit. And when we sit with ourselves and we allow our minds to roam, but not roam in directions that, again, are limiting, but in the direction of creating. Allow our minds to dream and create and visualize that which makes us feel good, that which gives us joy, that which inspires us. Take our mind to places that we've always wanted to go. In our minds, we can create and be and do whatever we can create. There is no limitation. And so that's one thing that I realized, is that I have to take the time to step away from the mind of thinking and limiting and step into my creative being, of just allowing myself to be, creating. And so, again, eliminate the limitations. Accept that we are great. Accept that we are energy beings. And simply just being is good enough. It's good enough. All you have to do is be, and you're good enough. All you have to do is breathe, and you're good enough. All you have to do is allow your mind to create who you want to be. Create as it does naturally. And you can tap into what you were born to be, what you were born to give to humanity, because everyone has a gift within. Everyone has a special, unique talent within, not external, not outside of you, but inside of you, that is greater than you will ever imagine. And so we have to eliminate the stories that we tell ourselves, that limit ourselves. And so that's number two. The third thing that kind of ties into this is our self-talk. It's our self-talk. It's the story that we tell ourselves over and over and over. We have to eliminate the negative self-talk. We have to eliminate the limiting self-talk. Everyone is guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. I know you're guilty of it, because we're human. And as human beings, we, for some reason, believe this lie of limitations. And it comes in our self-talk. And so I want you to check how you talk to yourself, to pay attention to what you tell yourself, and stop using your words to harm yourself. Stop demeaning yourself. Stop telling yourself that you can't. And one thing, too, I think that happens with the self-talk is we talk ourselves out of our greatness. We talk ourselves out of what our heart already knows is for us. And that's one thing I think that we have to be mindful of. We have to become aware of what we're telling ourselves, because what we tell ourselves on a daily basis not only becomes what we believe, but it becomes what we experience. What we tell ourselves on a daily basis becomes what we believe and becomes what we experience. whether it is true or false. Now, I've told you the truth is that we're all love. We're all these powerful beings, powerful lights of energy, and we're unlimited. What we can dream in our minds, we can create. But we believe the stories of lies that we tell ourselves that we're not good enough, that we're not connected, that we don't fit in, that we're not worthy, that we don't deserve a loving and healthy relationship, that we don't deserve the millions of dollars that flow to us, that we don't deserve health and joy. We believe the things that we tell ourselves. And we tell ourselves things that limit us, that don't push us forward, that don't uplift and serve us in a healthy way. And so that self-talk has to change. And we have the power to change it. And so in 2021, I want us to own the self-talk. And I want us to own the words that we use to treat ourselves in a loving way. And that brings me to number four in my reflection. Number four is becoming aware that I control my destiny. I am not a bystander in my life. I am a co-creator in my life. Just like you are not a bystander in your life, you are a co-creator in your life. And we are co-creating our life experience with the words that we tell ourselves, the images that we play in our minds, the words that we speak, and how we feel about ourselves. And so my mission for 2021 is to become aware of what I'm telling myself and make sure that what I'm telling myself is all love, self-love, self-awareness, self-care, self-reflection. It really is about me falling in love with me, loving me, because when you love you, it is an affirmation to the love and the energy that you possess. It is an affirmation that you have the power to change your life and to create the life you want to live. When you love yourself, it is an affirmation that you are an unlimited being with unlimited possibilities and potential. And this is about becoming aware of our higher consciousness, of your higher awareness of yourself and ourselves. And so this year, I am loving on me. I am loving on whatever I have to give. Whatever I speak is loving words for myself and for others. And I think another thing that is key to our awareness is forgiving. We have to learn how to forgive, not other people. Yes, we have to forgive other people, but we have to forgive ourselves. So many of us hold on to the negative self-talk, hold on to the negative beliefs about ourselves, hold on to the negative emotions and pain and resentment and shame and blame and guilt, because we won't release it. We won't let go of it. We, for some reason, feel like we have to have it, or we, I don't know. It's time to let it go. You deserve to let it go. You deserve to forgive yourself. Because when we forgive ourselves, we heal. And so one of the prayers that I love is the Ho'oponopono prayer, because it says in the four short phrases, it says what we all need to really feel and heal and tell ourselves so that we can let go and free ourselves from the limitations of our mind, of our mindsets, of our self-talk, of our beliefs. And those four phrases, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you, are so powerful. And so I want you to say it with me. Say it every day. This is my daily practice. I love you, Erica. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Erica. Please forgive me. Forgive me for holding on to any negative emotion, any negative energy, okay? Any limiting belief about myself, any negative self-talk, any stinking thinking, right? I forgive you, right? I'm sorry. I love you and thank you. And I have to say, when you tell yourself, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and you say it over and over and connect to the emotion of it, it really is freeing. It is so relieving that you don't have to continue to believe the lies. You don't have to hold on to the negative energy. You don't have to hold on to the past. You don't have to hold on to the old memories that have caused you so much suffering and pain. You don't have to live in fear of who you really are, which is love and greatness and beauty and power and energy. You are the best, purest love energy that exists. So through the Ho'oponopono prayer, release it, release it. Become aware that you no longer have to hold on to any of those things that limit you, because you're about loving yourself. This year, 2021, is about loving ourselves unconditionally. Without judgment, just loving every piece of who we are. And the last thing that I want to reflect on is gratitude. Because gratitude, no matter what your mindset, no matter what your self-talk, no matter what the story you tell yourself, no matter how you're feeling in that moment, no matter what you might be going through, if you just stop and reflect on three things that you are grateful for, three things that you appreciate about you, about your life, about this moment, I promise it will change how you feel. It will change where your thoughts go. It will change the flow of your energy and really make you feel a lot better, a lot more aligned with your true self. And so I just want you to practice, if you could, when you wake up in the morning, just think about three things you're grateful for. And before you go to bed at night, think about three things that actually went well. Good, three things that went good about your day before you lay your head down to rest. And I promise you, every day will be closer and closer to your authentic self of pure love and just pure positive energy. And so I just am reflecting on my 2020, really moving 2021 into a just a powerful year of just do it. a powerful year of knowing that I am greater than what I believe. Eliminating negative self-talk, becoming aware of who I truly am, and loving myself unconditionally without limitations, and being grateful every day that I have. And so this wish is for you. I wish you pure love, pure source love and beauty. Be who you are. You are amazing. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to 2021. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.